produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I wake up and I'm reminded as I pray. The Lord gives perfect peace to those whose faith is firm. Yeah. And then I read, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, steadfast, committed, focused on you. Does that mean every minute, every day, every hour? In these uncertain times, I would say yes. But it's not easy. It's a step-by-step process. I don't know about you, but it's a step-by-step process. That's a journey. And on the way to that perfect peace, there's a lot more going on. But the word often says peace. There's always the focus for peace. There's always the call for peace. And in these uncertain times, the word is truly a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, if we care to get into it. Because this is a compass, a guide for our everyday life, and not just our own individual selves, but it does open us up to not just think about our individual self, because it's not just affecting us in looking for peace and seeking peace. If you seek the Lord, you're definitely seeking peace, peace in our everyday lives, peace in our walk, peace in the decisions that we make concerning ourselves and others around us. I always say divinely connected to us, because as our steps are being ordered, as he's lighting the pathway through the word, through our journey, through our encounters with others, good, bad, or indifferent, we are seeking peace in the process, in the journeys, and we need to be firm and steadfast that we're doing what God has called us to do, that we're in his will, because we don't want to have to repeat it. Because I'm finding that it's always a retest, and we don't like them. I don't. I'll be honest. You want to get it right, but we're not perfect. Only God is perfect. So we look to his perfect peace step by step. And I'm reminded, wow, Lord, here I am seeking you. Even as I pray, there's always that little small voice behind saying, that's not going to happen, or that's not right. That's not what the word says. And I'm like, Lord, I'm going to need you to speak a little louder over these circumstances. Or I'm going to need you to speak over the situation that is before me, because I don't see it as clear as you do. But we know that his mercies are new every day. So if we don't get it right, I'm speaking, you're listening. We're still here. So he is faithful. He said, if you lack it, seek it. Seek me and you'll find it. And I don't mean just once. I don't think that means just once. There's so many scriptures that focus on peace. So what does that tell me and you? We got to make that a foundation for our daily lives. We cannot make it without it. So I'm thankful. I'm so thankful that he's still with me, that he still calls me, that he's woke me up this morning. That gives me peace. There's so many things before me, but before I look to those things, I'm reminded, you will keep me in perfect peace if my mind is stayed on thee. So that means I need to make that the first priority for my day and throughout the day, because I'm finding that in this walk, oh, there's things that come to take that peace away, to distract me from the course. And I am so grateful for the word. It's truly my guide. And if I can encourage you in any way, don't leave home without it. Don't walk out your door. Don't go throughout your day without the peace of God. Call to it. He says, if we're weary, if we don't know, we can come. Didn't say once in a while. It didn't say when I have time in my schedule for you. You don't have to set an appointment. You don't have to go through an assistant. You don't have to wait for a call back. He says, call on me. I'm with you. I'll never leave you. That right there is another step of peace. That's a firm foundation that if we can't get an appointment with a therapist or a friend or get on someone's appointment or someone answers our call, we can go to our Heavenly Father and find that what we need. We may get up. We may not understand it all. But he is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. If we've asked and leave it there and say, Lord, I'm seeking you, not just in this moment as I call to you, but I'm looking for you to steady me, open my eyes to focus on what it is that you're showing me. And it has surely come. It will surely come. Even now, you can say, there are many times when you look back, go back over your life's notes, and see how many times his peace has intervened, maybe in the smallest way. But I say again, we're still here. I'm speaking. I'm here. You're listening. You're there. That peace. And there are many times I've gotten off course. I've gotten distracted by the cares of the daily life, the obligations, obligations. Another conversation. But I'm reminded of his perfect peace. His perfect peace. I don't even know what my perfect peace is because it can change according to my feelings. Another conversation, feelings. But his perfect peace. Today I am seeking, and maybe you are, there's a lot going on in our world. Not just our individual four walls, wherever we are. It's around the world. We need to seek the Father's will and perfect peace. It's not a time to be selfish because we're all going through in our own way. There are times where I've thought about, I'm not in peace. I'm not in this. And I've gotten a phone call and I've thought about someone and he's brought someone to my mind and he's saying, pray for that person. Lord, but I'm not imperfect. But you're in my will. Find peace in my will. Knowing that I am taking you out of your situation when you get into understanding how someone else is also going through in their own way. They're not having peace and they may not have the rightness and the steadfast of mind to come as you're doing now, admitting that they're not in peace. You be their peace. You be their mouthpiece and you pray for them. Folks, we gotta pray for one another in this time. We gotta pray for our children before they leave the house. We gotta pray for our nieces and nephews. Maybe you don't have any. And that's okay. But we gotta seek the peace knowing that I took myself out of the equation for a while. Let me not think about what I need to do and pray for someone else. That's not always easy, but it's in the will of the Father. I believe that it's in the will of the Father. Maybe someone may tell different. Maybe someone may decipher this different. But I believe the Lord's will is for us to lift and encourage each other and lift each other up and take ourselves out of the situation for a moment. And find and be for someone else just for a little while. I find peace in that. Knowing that I forgot about me for a little while. And I was in the Father's will because someone may say, you crossed my mind and I called you. Or you prayed for me. I thought I heard your voice. Or they may just find comfort in knowing that they can talk and you're there to listen. And while you're listening, you're praying because we do get tired. We do get out of sorts. We're not always walking in the perfect peace. We get distracted. There's so many things going on. Pandemics, famine, inflation, inflammation in the body, sickness, disease, so much going on in our own individual lives, but our peace that we seek. And all of that, that could be chaotic for anyone. People are taking their lives. There's a sign that there's no peace there. I don't know. I'm not here to decipher that. But we're all in different places at different times. And I started with something else. And then the Lord dropped on me. You will keep in perfect peace. He will keep us, me, you, in perfect peace. And I had to wait because to get to how many ways peace can come and how many times in different situations, we may not have had the peace that we needed. Or we encountered someone that didn't have the peace that they needed. And you pause and say, should I answer out of my feelings? But if we have even the slightest wisdom and our faith is even that mustard seed faith, we do not answer out of our feelings. We're reminded to seek the Father's perfect peace because it's beyond us. And I saw the Amplified of the same Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect and constant peace those whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you. And it's not finished. But I had to pause there for a moment and say, all right, I think that's another step, Lord. What if I'm not there today? I may not be at that point just yet. I may not be, but I seek you, Lord. I'm seeking your peace, your will, and your way for the situation. So whatever's clouding my judgment, I know whatever's clouding me and keeping me from peace, I lay it before you. Because I, by myself, have recognized I cannot handle it. Are you there yet? You will keep in perfect and constant peace those whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you. That means I'm not focused on me. You're not focused on you. We're focused on the Lord. In both inclination and character. Sounds like I shouldn't be in my feelings. Because he trusts and takes refuge in you. That's us. Because he, you and I, trusts and takes refuge in you, Father. With hope and confident expectation. That's some perfect peace right there, folks. That is some perfect peace. If you're there, God bless you. Maybe one day we can have a conversation. Because there are days that I am not in, and I can admit it. But I say that because the confidence to go to the Father. Because I can't go to everyone. I may not be able to get an appointment. I may not even know where the number is because my mind is not in peace. But I can say, Father, just calling on the name of the Lord has sometimes snapped me right back where I needed to be. And while I'm talking, I may not be able to get to my knees. I may not be able to kneel. But in my innermost spirit, I can say, Father, Lord, hear my cry. You understand. You know where I am. You knew me. You know me better than I know myself. So I'm seeking your peace in this situation. How shall I answer? Pause. And he'll sometimes say, don't answer. Don't say. With our own family members, we can find ourselves in our workplace, wherever you would have us, in a situation when we're handling business, if we're on the phone, and things are not going our way, we can change the situation, how we respond to it. And I can say that because my experience has been to answer one way. Even recently, I think that's probably why the Lord led me this way. It's still with me. So maybe there's some residual of that encounter that I need to release, so that I can seek and get another step of that perfect peace. We need peace in this day. We need peace every day. Every minute, we need the peace. We need it. Can we admit it? We have things. Yes, we have things. And that's beautiful. Some may not have as many things as others. But that peace, can we all say we have a bank account of spiritual peace? I think that's a deposit we need to make every day from the Father. That is a spiritual deposit that we need every day. So I'm walking in steps to peace. There are things that are before me that the Father has given me to do, you to do, and we may not know exactly how. He doesn't lay it out at 5:15, we're going to do this. It's not an agenda. It's an agenda, but it's a walk. And it's a faith walk. So you need peace. We need peace about where it is that God would have us. We need peace beyond our own understanding. So it comes back here to me again. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace. I cannot say this enough. Those whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you. Sounds like faith and peace. Peace and faith are together in both inclination and character. I gotta walk that out. I gotta walk with it. I can't falter, though I will, and you will, but I must remember because he, that's me, that's you, trusts and takes refuge in you, Father, with hope and confident expectation. So we're not just calling out to it. We're expecting it. We're expecting the peace when we call to it, when we call on the Father, when we're seeking him, when we're walking toward the peace. We're taking the steps to say, Lord, whatever you called me to do, I need your peace with that. How many times in the Word, in our own lives, we have taken that faith walk? We have walked seeking the Lord's peace, probably a little shaky on the way, listening intently, getting out of our own way. That's another conversation. To say, Lord, thy will be done. I'm out here. Who is it? What is it? How am I supposed to do it? And he's silent. Phew. Yeah, that silence. Lord, who is it going to be? You know how we want it. We want it. We want to know every minute by minute. And he's like, this is not the corporate arena. This is not going to be laid out for you that you have 15 minutes of this and you have 5 minutes of that. He's saying, go. Go. Just go. And I will show you. I will show you. There's a favorite scripture. And I'm reminded now because so many times the Lord has, I don't want to say tested me, but he has looked on my heart to see how I would handle a situation. And I thought about this scripture this morning as I say it to you now. 1 Kings 17. Elijah is told to go. The Lord says, and the word of the Lord came to him saying, go here. And I'll leave it at that because I encourage you to go if you have the opportunity to look at 1 Kings 17 and see how many times it's applied to your own walk when God has said, do something. And you did not know exactly what it was that you were doing and how you were going to do it along the way, how long it was going to take. You were just knew that you knew the Lord was calling you to do that. And I reminded, not so much that, of course, he went in obedience, but I'm reminded along the way, his encounters and how God sustained him. Even in the sustaining, there's peace. It may not look exactly how we want it, but there God sustains us. I find peace in that. Because right now, I am only standing on God's faithfulness. He's keeping me. He's keeping my family in so many ways. And I thank you, Father. And you may look on life, no matter what's going on, and say how many times he's sustained you. We thank you, Father. And I'm reminded how Elijah went in obedience. And then the word of the Lord came again saying, go here, go there. He's still sustaining. And I'm wondering if there were ever times that Elijah did not find peace. Well, he was confident and steadfast in the Lord. But were there ever any days that he was in his feelings? Yes, his word is a lamp unto my feet. He's hearing directly from the Lord and a light unto his path. So the Lord is directing him. And in his encounter, in the going, he also encounters someone else who is clearly out of the peace. And you see that on his journey, he runs into a woman who is at the end of her rope. Clearly, folks, not in peace. And she's ready with the little substance that she has left to just be done, to give up her life, her and her son. And he asks her for something. Doesn't God ask us for something at times? He asks us to get out of our own way. I think this is one of those moments. And clearly, in these days, maybe some would not blame her if she did not walk in the will of the Father at that moment. She only had a little. She didn't see how it could help anyone else. And he says to her, he called to her, and on this journey, he encounters her on his way. He called out to her and said, please bring me a little water in a jar so that I may drink. As she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a piece of bread in your hand. She said, as the Lord your God lives. She didn't say her God. She said, your God lives. So she obviously knew something or perceived something about him. I don't see in the story where he explained himself. I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil in the jar. See, I am gathering a few sticks so that I may go and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it as our last meal and die. Ooh, that doesn't sound like peace. She may have had peace in her chaos, that was her confidence in her chaos. But she did not say. She said, as your Lord God lives. So I don't know that if she was in the peace and the will of the Father. We've all been there. I will not judge her. I can relate. There have been many times. She was ready to die. Because she knew that's all she had left. She could not see beyond what she had. We're still in the walk. We're still on the journey, Lord. We're still here, Father God. Don't leave us out here by ourselves. Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do this. As you have said, just make me a little bread from it first and bring it out to me. And afterwards, you may make one for yourself and for your son. For this is what the Lord God of Israel says. The bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty until the day of the Lord sends rain again on the face of this earth. Lord, how many times have we been so out of peace because we only saw things from our perspective, whatever it may be. Whatever your next to last may be. Maybe it may have been your last stretch of peace of mind. Who knows? and you're ready to lose it. But you encounter someone that stretches your faith a little further. This is a stretch of faith because she's ready to die. She's ready. She's not in peace. The only thing she was ready to make peace with was her and her son dying. That's in a place, folks. Sounds like some of the things that are going on. You may not see it that way. God bless you. I don't either. But there's some of us that may have felt that way at one time or another. Having the issues of life going on in their way and however it is that their walk is. But this is where the man of God, walking in his own journey, hearing from God, faith walk, can confirm in her. He's giving her some of his peace because it comes from the Father. So he gives it because he knows directly that confident, that steadfast, his mind, even in his uncertainty of where his next meal was coming from, he now encounters someone. That peace. I seek that peace. You seek that peace. But we cannot get it if we don't have the Father. We cannot get it if we don't get into that place, that reverence, that steadfast. I brought that story up because that's what the Lord dropped in my spirit. How many times we have been in that place may not look exactly like this. And he's saying, peace I leave with you. Not the world's peace I give unto you. How many times has peace been? There's so many times. We can't even count. I've not counted. I'm seeking direction. I don't need to count it. I need to remember it. I need to have it. So that you, as an armor, I need to be dressed with it. His peace, not my peace. So, Lord, I thank you today for your peace. I thank you today for your peace. I thank you because you are guiding and keeping us. And we may not get it all right, Father God. We may not get it all right. But your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The folks that you have allowed us to encounter, Father God, along the way of this faith walk with you. We pray that we are in your will. We pray for them, the leaders, the words that when they study, that they will find the peace and to give the word in confidence and steadfastness. We thank you for this time, Father God. We thank you for the reminder, Lord God. We thank you for the reminder. I leave you with this. In every circumstance, we need to seek the Lord. We need to seek his peace in every circumstance. It may not always be the greatest high, but we can find. It says, in every circumstance, no matter what's going on, I'm reminded of this, and I'll leave you with this. 1 Thessalonians 5. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified. And I pray that you are encouraged to continually seek peace in anything that's going on in your lives and not just ourselves, but for others. Rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is his will. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. I pray that you will seek his peace. God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way radio channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.